Godzilla is now in New York City.
Monster 01 and 02, commence the attack.
Listeners, and welcome to the first episode of Stomp This Way, the podcast where we talk about giant monster movies.
What do you mean by giant monster movies over there, Aaron?
Movies with monsters who are larger than us. We are not a creature feature podcast.
Okay. Why don't you give us a little bit of background about what you would consider a giant monster movie, what makes a giant monster movie, and some background of give some examples.
All right, so what makes a giant monster movie? So this podcast is not going to be exclusively kaiju movies, which are Japanese giant monster movies. On this podcast, I want to be inclusive to all giant monster movies, including, obviously, American monster movies and, I don't know, whatever else kind of monster movies. Swedish monster movies. I'm sure there's a
whatever
couple.
We can get our hands on.
What makes a giant monster movie? So, I mean, that's a question I've been asking myself a lot as I've been filling out this schedule that I have for like 2.5 years of weekly monster movies we're going to do. Basically, that I feel like the monster has to be something that is, it's kind of hard to put into words, but it has to be big, and it has to be something that's more than a threat to like one person at a time, you know? So I was debating about Jaws, right? Is Jaws a giant monster movie? Because in the first movie, the shark is like 25 foot long or whatever. But, I mean, it's not that much bigger than a regular great white shark, you know? So, I ended up taking it off the schedule for now. I mean, when we get desperate for content, if we go that long, I might put it back on there. But, so, like, I would say Jaws is more of a creature feature versus a giant monster movie. Obviously, like, movies like, I don't know, the creature from the Black Lagoon, I mean, that's just a humanoid, like, human-sized monster. So that's, like, a creature feature. Like, but I did put on there some that, I don't know, like, you may consider more of creature feature, I guess, than a monster movie. I put, for example, like The Host, which is a South Korean monster film that we're going to watch. And the creature in that is not huge. But, I mean, I put it on there, one, because I love the movie, and I feel like it's one of the better modern monster movies, and I feel like we need to cover it. I mean, but it is a big enough creature that I think you could define it as a giant creature. It's not like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we'll watch the movie, obviously. But I will admit, I did leave a couple of... I had a bunch of just, like, Toho, like, classic, like, sci-fi movies on there. When I was refining the schedule right before we recorded this podcast, I ended up taking a lot of them off. I did leave a couple on there, a couple of classics that I just really want to watch and want to talk about. I left Battle in Outer Space in there. I think I left the H-Man on there, which is basically like Toho's version of the Invisible Man. Because it's just a classic, I feel like. I left Matango, or as they call it in the United States, Attack of the Mushroom People. Just because I think it's from director Ishiro Honda, who obviously directed a lot of the old Godzilla movies. And I feel like it's actually a pretty good little classic horror movie from Toho that, I mean, and it does have mushroom people in it. So, I mean, I guess. Not really giant, but whatever. But for the most part, we're going to be covering exclusively giant monster movies. Yeah. And like I said, when we run out of content, if we ever do.
Well, we're booked up through September of 2021.
Yeah,
right now.
So then we might venture into more creature feature territory, but... and obviously, we're going to be doing new releases, too, as they come out. Like, for example, obviously, our first film that we're going to review, probably the week after I publish this podcast, will be Godzilla King of the Monsters. First thing we need to do is kind of tell the new listeners out there a little bit about ourselves. So, I guess I'll start with me.
Go for it, man.
So, you know, I got into giant monster movies, obviously, through Godzilla. I am a huge mega Godzilla fan. I mean, like, Godzilla is...
Mega Godzilla fan or mega Godzilla fan?
Mega with a G. Mega Godzilla fan. I am also a mecha Godzilla fan, but mega Godzilla fan. And just, I mean, and obviously Godzilla will be the first franchise that we tackle. And I think, I mean, I'll talk about the format a little bit later. But yeah, Godzilla is going to be the first, like, franchise that we tackle. And so, I remember the, I don't remember the first, I can't tell you the first Godzilla movie I watched. But I remember, do you remember, well, just so people know, we live in this little bitty town of about 2,000 people.
Yeah.
I am old enough to remember when we had two video rental stores in town, in this little bitty town of 2,000
people. I didn't live
here
when we had those, but when I first moved here, we still had one.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when we had two. Now you can't even find them, like, hardly anywhere.
There's a couple in the city that we live close to.
Yeah, there's a Redbox in town, I guess.
There is a Redbox in town.
Still, maybe? No. But anyway, and one of them had, like, a small collection of Godzilla films. I think they had, like, the original, like, the Americanized version of the original King of the Monsters, Godzilla King of the Monsters. They had, I think they had Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, but they had the one that had the and these were all VHSs, obviously. They had the VHS cover that was, like, the international title of Godzilla versus the Cosmic Monster or something. They had Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, I believe. And they had Godzilla versus Gigan. And they had Godzilla 1985. I think that's it. And I watched those over and over and over again. Until, like, the owners of the store finally were like, you know, you're, like, the only one that rents those out. I was, like, 5 at the time, right? Because we moved here, I guess, when I was, like, 4 going on 5. So I had to be about 5 at the time. And the owners of the video store told my grandma, who I always went in there with, they were like, you are literally the only one that ever rents those. We'll just sell them to you. So I still have, I think... Yeah, the VHS tapes that I bought from them over there on the video shelf.
Yeah, you do still have them there. I would see out of the corner of my eye what I can actually see on the shelf. The only one I can see with the title over here is Godzilla versus Biollante.
Yeah, most of the covers that went over them got torn all to heck. We are a family-friendly podcast, by the way. There will be no cuss words. And if there are, I will use some clever Godzilla-related sound effect to bleep them out.
No.
But anyway, yeah, so I just rented them over and over and over. And then... one day, my dad, who is not a fan of Godzilla by any means, but I guess he knows just enough, he was like, you know there are more of those, right? And I was like, what? And so we got on Amazon, and I was actually, one day, just for fun, like, I was just looking through, like, all our past Amazon orders, and our first order off Amazon, which we use religiously now, was in 2003, so I'd have been 5 going on 6. And I guess he ordered King Kong versus Godzilla for me. And then we followed that up. The next few were like the Columbia releases of, the double disc of Godzilla versus King Ghidorah and Godzilla and Mothra Battle for Earth. And then like Godzilla versus Space Godzilla and Godzilla versus Destoroyah. Anyway, like I just, you know, I had, and by the time Godzilla Final Wars was ready to come out in the States, in 2005, I had watched all the Godzilla movies leading up to that. So, like, I was, like, so obsessed with Godzilla, right? And so, yeah, that's how I got into giant monster movies. And from there, over time, you know, I expanded. I started watching Gamera movies. I watched, obviously, the King Kong movies I'd been watching for as long as I can remember. More recently, I have ventured into Ultraman territory, which is just a huge... universe into itself. We probably won't cover much Ultraman on this podcast, if any, because that really is a whole podcast to its own. We might cover a couple Ultraman movies on here. So yeah, that's how I got into the Godzilla movies. My name's Aaron, by the way. I don't know if I ever said that. I'm doing the podcast here with my friend Dylan, who we're gonna call the newbie.
I would consider myself. So while we're at it, I guess I'll go ahead and introduce myself. My name's Dylan. I'm going to be your kind of non-objective third-party spectator over here, giving my opinion from a non-indoctrinated standpoint. So my review will probably be a little more cynical than your two opinions.
Which is what we want. I want you to tell us how crazy we are.
Which sometimes I would question that old Aaron over here is off his rocker when it comes to some of these movies, but...
Godzilla is more than life, Dylan.
While I'm at it, I guess let me go ahead and give my history of my experience with Godzilla. So, I actually recently, I guess, going on almost a year ago now, I moved in to Aaron's house with Aaron and his family. His younger brother, or the middle brother, we're also recording this with his little brother, Andrew. Mm-hmm. The middle brother, Adam, is, I went to high school with him, and we were best friends in high school. And
we're college students, by the way. I'm not 30 living with
my parents. We are college students, yeah. So when I moved in, you know...
Not that there's anything wrong with being 30 and living with your parents, but...
Aaron, I'd always, you know, I'd been coming over here for years and realized that Aaron was a huge fan of Godzilla. I mean, I look around the room, there's about
what gave you that idea?
About 50 or 60 different little figurines, some bigger than others, of Godzilla and his monsters that show up in his films.
And the posters, probably.
And the posters.
Didn't help.
and then, as we knew last year, I mean, we knew that Godzilla the King of the Monsters was going to be released this May, and so I set on a journey that I have since slacked off on to watch all the Godzilla films leading up to Godzilla King of the Monsters. I got through, I think, 20 of them.
You didn't get through 20. I think
18.
For the indoctrinated. Now, I showed you most of the Showa era, which is the first 15 films, minus the two ones that I thought you just absolutely could not sit through. So that's 13, plus I showed you the 2014 one, so 14. So I think you've
said
that's
it. 14. I watched, does that take me all the way up through, because I watched Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like through the Showa era, which is the original through Terror of Mechagodzilla, and I subtract two, because I didn't show him Godzilla Raids Again and Godzilla's Revenge, which I just didn't think he could sit
through. So I guess about 14 or 15 movies, maybe?
So 14, I think 14 is what you're saying. Right. So you're not completely... completely new.
I'm not completely
new.
You've
been introduced.
But originally I was set out to watch all the movies leading up to it. Kind of slacked off. I got a little bit busy. But that's my experience with Godzilla. I'd never seen a Godzilla film up until that point, honestly. So my experience is limited to the past, I guess, year or so. And that's my standpoint on it. I mean, I've enjoyed some of them. Some of them are absolutely ridiculous and... sometimes not great, but I mean, if you take these movies at face value for what they are, I mean, for the most part, they're pretty entertaining, and I've enjoyed watching the ones that I've watched, no matter how ridiculous they are.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I mean, just kind of watching you watch them, I thought some of them you seemed pretty entertained by, some of them you seemed kind of
some of them are like
bored
like,
in.
What is this?
But I don't know. I think it'll be fun to listen to you as we... because I've seen a lot of them. Not all the movies that we're going to cover on this podcast, but I've seen most of... a vast majority of them. So,
As far as other monster movies go, giant monster movies go, I've never seen any. Is my repertoire right now.
You've never seen any Gamera?
Nope.
Have you seen... I mean, you've seen a couple of the Kong films at least, right?
We watched Son of Kong. I've actually never seen the Peter Jackson Kong movie.
So, is that the only Kong movie?
I've seen Son of Kong, and then I've seen Skull Island.
You didn't see the 70s one?
I did not.
Oh, okay, so you've seen two Kong movies.
I've seen two Kong movies.
All right, well.
So, all right, so I have a very limited repertoire.
So, there's also a third person on this podcast who hasn't said much, as I've said, my younger brother, Andrew.
Hello.
So, Andrew, most of your fandom comes from the fact that I have just... your whole life, you've just been sitting next to me watching these movies as I watch them. Would you say that you're a mega fan, or would you just say that you're just watching these because I watch them and there's nothing else on?
I would say I'm just watching them because there's nothing else on. I don't think I'm as big a fan as Aaron is.
But to that fact, I mean, I would say that he's a pretty good fan, and he's pretty well indoctrinated. He knows his giant monster movies.
I'm a pretty big fan, but I'm not as big as Aaron.
You don't eat, sleep, and dream Godzilla like I do?
No.
I mean, Aaron's got Godzilla posters all around the room. I mean, he
literally
has Godzilla
staring
at him. I
have a Godzilla poster that's right above my head while I sleep.
Two.
But I actually, it's kind of a nice duality. I have the a reprint of the original poster and then a...
Current print
of the current Godzilla poster, so...
an original print of that poster.
So, yeah, so...
while I'm at it, I'll add, I work at a movie theater, so I get my hands on some posters every once in a while. So...
yeah, that was really nice of you, Dylan. I thank you a lot for bringing me that little bit of joy and happiness into my life. That Godzilla
poster. I mean, he almost flipped a lid when he saw it.
Yeah, he handed me a Detective Pikachu poster, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he brought out the Godzilla one, and I just, like, threw the Detective Pikachu one. And I was like, give me that one. I also put Detective Pikachu up on the wall, though, so. Yeah.
You might consider Aaron a weeaboo.
We don't use that term here, Dylan. and no. I think that's enough about us. So let's kind of talk about what we're going to do on this podcast. So let's talk about the schedule I've been referring to. So I think we have a bit of a different, or at least I tried to come up with a little bit of an original format here. So what we're going to do is we are going to tackle franchises, you know, in order that they came out.
Alternating every other week.
But yeah, we're going to alternate every other week. And what I mean by that is, for example, we're going to do King of the Monsters next week. And then the week after that, we're going to take a 1 week break from Godzilla, and we're going to do Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, which is a movie that helped to inspire the original Godzilla. And then we'll watch the original Godzilla. Then we'll watch Them, another influence on Godzilla from the 50s. And then we'll watch Godzilla Raids Again. And then we'll watch a different movie other than Godzilla. Then we'll watch King Kong vs. Godzilla. And it's on and on and
so
on.
So what you're telling me is by the time we get through all of this, I will have seen every single Godzilla movie.
Yes.
God, yes. That's a feat right there.
35. There will be, as of May 31st, there will be 35 feature
including
length.
The anime on Netflix?
Including the three animated movies on Netflix, which I'm sorry that you're going to have to sit through those.
That's fair.
But you will. there will be 35 feature length Godzilla films, and I think most of them are fun. I love all of them. Because they're like my children, but...
yeah, 35 children.
35 children.
Oh my God, no, never. But I think you'll enjoy a lot of them. I hope that you will. And even if you don't, tell the truth. I don't want you to just sit here and pretend so that the listeners will like you. I want you to tell the truth.
Listen, Aaron, you're crazy. Your movie sucks.
No? Your movie sucks. Maybe not in that harsh language, but it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And then once we
I'm looking forward to it.
Once we get through Godzilla, then we'll do the same thing with the Gamera series. We'll watch the Gamera series alternating every other week with a different giant monster movie. And then we'll, after that, after we get through
Kong,
Gamera,
right?
Then we're going to do the Kong films. We're only going to watch Godzilla King Kong versus Godzilla once with the Godzilla franchise. But so we'll skip over that when we get around to the Kong movies. But
you talking about the new Godzilla versus King Kong or the...
Both of them. We're only going to watch them. We'll only watch them once a piece for the podcast, but we'll watch all the Kong movies that don't have Godzilla.
I guess the new Godzilla versus Kong comes out in 2020, next year, right?
Yeah, it comes out. It's slated for March 2020 if they don't push it back.
Ooh.
Which, release dates. Let me tell you, studios and release dates. Lately, I've been really questioning some major studios and how they decide
to... Disney.
Yeah, right. This one too. You know, this movie that we're going to watch next week was originally slated for a March release, but they pushed it back to May for some reason. I don't really understand.
Yeah, I think you said something. They were hoping that the summertime would bring in more money.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm always like, and I think
like, that's what's your competition around
that? I think
that?
That's an old way of thinking. Not to get off on a tangent. We are going to do that a lot. I think that's an old way of thinking that the only time you can make money with a blockbuster is in the summer. Because that's when the kids are out of school, and that's when the parents have free time to take their kids to the movies or whatever. But I think, I mean, you've seen it with Star Wars and, like, even, like, the SpongeBob movies.
Yeah, it depends.
The SpongeBob
depends on
movies
the
who are aimed
it.
At kids, I think they've both been released in February and made really good money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to release a movie between the months of May and August for it to be a big hit at the cinema. I mean, you can... I think that there are... Movie theaters are just, you know, most people have one really close by that is pretty convenient to go to. You don't have to wait till the kids are out of school to release a movie.
Just go watch it on the weekend.
They go watch it on the weekend or, you know, whatever, when they get out of school. You
one
know,
night after school, yeah,
afternoon,
something like that.
You know, whatever. So, I mean, I think that's an old way of thinking.
I think the summer is the most saturated, speaking with someone who works in the movie theater, I mean, the summer is the most saturated time in the movie theater market, in the movie market. I mean, you got every week you have pretty much a big blockbuster coming out.
And, you know, we were just talking about this today.
Like,
about...
I mean, starting in April, we had Endgame followed very quickly by, like, we had Detective Pikachu came out,
John Wick,
and then Aladdin next week,
and Godzilla.
I mean, it's a saturated time of the year with tons of movies, so, I mean, with your competition, I mean, that can really hurt your profit. I mean, with there's a lot of stuff coming out.
Yeah, we were talking about today, like, I was saying like how one of the reasons that Force Awakens was able to make over $900 million domestically was because after it was released in Christmas,
there was nothing that really came out.
There were no blockbusters for like 2 months after it was released.
Yeah, so there's nothing big that really came out. People would go to the theater and be like,
what are we going to watch? Oh, well, Star Wars is still on. We might as well go watch it again, you know? So, I mean, but anyway, I'm sorry. That was a tangent. So anyway, so yeah, back to the schedule. That's what we're going to do. This kind of got a little messed up as I was making the schedule. I tried to do it like double features, for the franchise movie we're doing that week and then whatever movie we're going to watch the week after, or usually the week before. I take that back. Usually the movie that we watched the week before the franchise movie, I try to make it like something that would be like double billed that are related or similar in a way that you
like
can...
Like say you were going to go down to the local drive-in and be like, okay, well, here's one movie they'll play and they might play this one right after, something like that.
Yeah, and so for example, like... I have the Beast of 20,000 Fathoms, and then the week after that, I have the original Godzilla, because the Beast from 20,000 Fathoms really inspired a lot of the things that happened in the way Godzilla was made and presented. I had it pretty well doled out like that. Then I started moving things around. For example, I had to move one of those movies. I had to rearrange it because I was like, oh, I need to put the new Godzilla vs. Kong movie on our schedule. So I did that. And then also for this year, I decided that Riff Trax, if you know who they are, they're the guys that used to do Mystery Science Theater 3000. And then they now do this thing called Riff Trax. And they do these live events where they live stream to theaters around the country. And they have they're doing a giant monster movie called Tarantula or something, I think, in July. So I had to I decided we would watch that and review it for the podcast. And so I rearranged the schedule a little bit for that.
Which, I mean, speaking of Mystery Science Theater 3000 and Riff Trax, there will be some movies that I would assume are probably going to be very similar in style to something like Mystery Science Theater 3000, where we're just going to rip and trash on a movie.
There are a lot of the movies we're gonna watch are have been ripped.
I mean, when we get later down the road, I mean, some Death Kappa, we might trash real hard.
Oh, yeah, that's way down the road, though. Anyway. So, I think we've talked about the schedule. Is there anything else we need to cover?
Let's see. Let's go over the format of this, man.
Basic format of the episodes. I reserve the right to change this. So, what we're going to do is, I'm always going to start out with I want to do like a history of the movie. Like, you know, I'm not going to talk about it for 2 hours or whatever, but I am going to kind of summarize the pre-production of these movies. Because I think a lot of times you'll find that the pre-production... or how the movies were made is a lot more interesting than the movie that actually got made. So I am going to do a lot of that. Then we'll do like a little break with like the trailer for whatever movie we're watching or something. And if you've listened to our DNA Film Wars podcast, we walk through the plot. And I think sometimes that leads us to more summarizing during the episode than it does actual discussing. So this time, for this podcast, and since a lot of you who are going to listen to this probably have already watched these movies 100 times and know the plots inside and out, we're going to do a quick plot summary at the beginning. There will
probably
be spoilers.
Probably just read a plot synopsis off of some website or something.
I was going to write them myself.
Oh, you're going to write them?
I'm going to write them myself, but unless I get bored of doing that. But they won't be long. It'll just be like a paragraph or two, just a short paragraph plot summary. And then we're just going to have kind of an open discussion. We'll try to talk about the main things we want to talk about in order that they happened in the film, but maybe not always happens that way. And then at the end of the episode, I really broke down the things that we want to talk about. First I put plot/characters, and then, because there are three big things that I think make a giant monster movie, especially like a classic giant monster movie. I put plot/characters, then the visual effects, and then the score, which I think are like the three big things, obviously. I mean, not, I guess really you could say that for any movie, but especially for like these old giant monster movies, where oftentimes it's the effects and the score that make the movie more so than the plot. Because, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of these movies we're going to watch, there's not really much of a plot to them. I think that's how we're going to kind of conduct this podcast, at least at first, and see if that works. And then I'll close out the podcast maybe with some kind of track from whatever movie we just got done watching. And we also were going to talk about, I forgot, We are also going to have a section where we talk about the design of the monsters just exclusively. We'll discuss, do we think the monsters were designed well? Do we think the suits or whatever they were using was executed well in the film and stuff like that? But so that'll be really fun.
You know who hasn't said much over here is Andrew.
I know, Andrew. Are you excited for any of this?
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk more during these podcasts, I'm afraid.
That's a bummer.
Oh, boy. It's going to be interesting. Andrew's new to podcasting, and he's...
Aaron and I have been doing this for about, going on 60 episodes.
Yeah, 60 episodes. We've pumped out about 60 episodes for our other... Well, not quite. Clearly close.
I've been on two of those.
You've been on a few of those. I mean, which ones did you do with this? You did, like...
Suspiria. The first Suspiria, the original Suspiria, the remake of Suspiria, and then maybe one more.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
So he's been on, like, three of close to 60. I think we're on episode, 56 over there?
Yeah.
Aladdin will be episode 56.
Oh, yeah.
So, getting close to 60 episodes, he's been on three.
Yeah. But we're going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. So, I put on here long-term goals for the podcast. So, what are the long-term goals for this podcast? And I already kind of talked about, we have movies planned out through 2021. After that, I'm really not sure what direction we'll take. Like I said, maybe a little bit more of a creature feature territory where we review movies like Jaws or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Anaconda.
I didn't put Anaconda. I'm thinking we might put that on there. My thing with Anaconda, if people ever wonder why I don't, or Lake Placid, both of them, I didn't put them on there really because I'm a completionist. So if I'm going to put one of them on there, we're going to watch all of them. And the problem with Anaconda and Lake Placid is that the last two or three entries in both of those franchises were sci-fi originals. And I don't want to get into the habit of reviewing sci-fi originals because they're usually just...
Trash?
Garbage.
Which could be fun. I mean, later on down the road, if we run out of content close to the end of... when we get to the end of 2021 or whatever, I mean, theoretically, we could go and review all the Sharknado movies or something like that.
I guess we could. But oh, man. Yeah, I've actually not sat through an entire Sharknado movie.
I've not sat through one Sharknado, 1 minute of one Sharknado.
I have sat through three.
Oh my god.
I am so sorry.
I sat through, I think, part of the first one time, and I just...
I think there's like six or seven of those now.
But anyway, getting off the subject of Sharknado, I think, yeah, and we may, like I said, I don't know if we'll venture into Ultraman on this podcast a lot, maybe if we get desperate enough. Maybe I'll do a spinoff, if this podcast takes off well, I'll do a spinoff podcast where we talk about Ultraman and stuff. I don't know. We'll just have to see. Anyway, I guess before we get into our promoting ourselves stuff, I kind of wanted to talk about our expectations for the movie that we're about to watch, King of the Monsters. I will do like a making of, you know, the making of part when we get to the movie next week. But Dylan... As someone who, you know, is not head over heels for Godzilla, shall we say. What do you think about, how does this movie look to you?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty excited for it, honestly. I think it looks like it's going to be it'll be a fun, whether or not it's going to be the best movie we see this year, which it's going to be for Aaron, hands down. This movie could be terrible, but it'll probably be one of Aaron's favorite movies this year just because Godzilla's in it.
Now, you say that. I want to say that I'm not one of those people who are like, no matter what it is, if Godzilla's in it, it's a great movie. I'm pretty realistic about it. I mean, there are some garbage Godzilla movies. I'll talk more about this later, but you know, that 2014 movie, I don't love it. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'll talk about that.
No, you're good. I'm really looking forward to this movie, though. I think it's going to be good. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the classic monsters that we haven't seen on screen in this capacity in a while for this length of a movie, and the fact that all these are done with very modern CGI technology and they look pretty dang good. Godzilla still looks like he does from the 2014. He's kind of a little chunkier Godzilla, which I know Aaron's not the biggest fan of, but he still loves it. I'm really looking forward to seeing Ghidra. It'll be really cool to see that on screen. I mean, especially from that. I mean, we went and watched Endgame at the end of last month, mm-hmm. in IMAX, and they had like a five or so minute extended preview of mm-hmm. it. And Ghidra looks awesome.
Yeah, he looked really good in the scene they showed.
Yidra looks super cool. I'm looking forward to seeing Rodan on the big screen for the first time in a while. I guess in the legendary monster franchise, the first time ever.
Yeah.
And then we'll also see Mothra for the first time in the legendary franchise. That'll be really cool to see. Some of the creature design on Mothra looks like it could be maybe a little bit different from what we're used to, but other shots looks like it's the same. So I'm not quite sure what we're going with. I know the Bandai figure for it looked really odd. It was very angular and looked almost like a praying mantis had wings on it.
Yeah,
almost.
Something weird. I'll talk more about that next episode probably, but yeah.
But, I mean, as far as this movie goes, I think it's got the potential to be really good. I love Vera Farmiga. I really like Millie Bobby Brown. She's exceptional, I think, in Stranger Things. Kyle Chandler's going to be in it.
I mean, he's all right and everything is being in.
Ken Watanabe, you got to have him in there, mostly because he was in the last one. And who else? Sally Hawkins is in this.
And that guy that plays on that HBO show that's like that goofy nerd. He plays in the Verizon commercials.
Yeah, he's the guy from the Verizon commercials. I don't know what his name is, but he's also in this. So, I mean, from what I've heard so far, the human storyline is not great, but I mean, we're not really here for that, I guess. We're here to see giant monsters fight on screen. As long as I'm entertained for 2 hours of giant monsters fighting on screen and it looks good, I'll be happy. I mean, like I said, I'm really looking forward to this.
Would you, as someone who's a little more removed from this kind of stuff, would you say that, do you think the marketing team has done a good job of selling this movie to people who don't really care about Godzilla?
I mean, I would say the marketing campaign for this has done a pretty good job. I mean, had I never seen one Godzilla movie, I think I still would have been like, oh, that looks pretty cool. You know what I mean? Everyone knows Godzilla, whether or not you've seen a Godzilla movie. Everybody knows who Godzilla is. Yeah. So, I mean, if I were to be sitting in a theater, never watched really a Godzilla movie, maybe the only one I'd seen is the 98 Godzilla, which is questionable, I'm sure. I've not sat all the way through it, but
it's terrible.
or maybe you'd only seen the 2014 Godzilla. You're not really indoctrinated into it at all. I would say if I were that person sitting in a theater and this trailer came on and the first trailer came on, I'd be like, hey, that looks pretty cool. Now, when the second trailer rolled around, that focused more with Millie Bobby Brown at the beginning of the trailer, and then it shows a little bit more of the action of Godzilla fighting Ghidra, I would have been like, I kind of need to see that. That looks pretty awesome. I mean, giant three-headed winged thing fighting Godzilla, I mean, that looks pretty awesome. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. They got a pretty good cast. I mean, I think they did a good thing of bringing in Vera Farmiga and bringing in Kyle Chandler and bringing in Millie Bobby Brown, because that's going to bring people in that are like, ooh, I really like her. Maybe she'll be good in this, or with Millie Bobby Brown. Ooh, she was really good in Stranger Things. I love Stranger Things. Maybe she'll be good in this. Which
I think
I'm
that's the only reason they brought in Millie Bobby Brown.
Pretty much.
That Stranger Things crowd, which is kind of what they did with the first one. They brought in Bryan Cranston, who was hot off of Breaking Bad, to try to bring in, you know, a lot of more general audiences. But Andrew, what do you think? Are you excited to go see this movie?
I'm excited to go see this. I think it would be one of the best movies this year, probably, behind Endgame.
Hopefully. But yeah, like Dylan said, I mean, it's not going to take a whole lot for me to like this movie.
No, not really. As long as it's not complete and utter garbage.
You know, I'll talk more about my opinions on the 2014 Godzilla movie, obviously, at a later date.
Maybe next week we'll kind of discuss it.
Yeah, I'll discuss it a little bit next week, and obviously we'll eventually have an episode dedicated to it. But just basically real summarized, I mean, it's an okay movie, but, you know, I have the same criticisms as everybody else does, that the human plot, especially once Bryan Cranston is, spoiler alert, killed off, really struggles. And the problem with that movie is that a lot, like 90% of it, is dedicated to the human plot. Mm-hmm. And there's like 10% monster action. So yeah, I've read some reviews that say, no spoiler reviews really, but reviews that basically say this movie, the monster action's really cool, but the human plot still kind of suffers. Which, I mean, I'm not one of those people that's like, you know, just do away with the humans. I could care less. I just want to see monsters fight. I mean, I think, obviously,
the human plot is important to all these movies, especially the ones that I've seen. I mean, it factors in.
Yeah.
But
if this movie doesn't make this, as long as this movie doesn't make the same mistake of the 2014 one of taking a poorly written human plot and making the movie like,
making it the movie?
Making it the movie. I've read that this movie is like 60% monster action. So, I mean, as long as that's cool. I mean, obviously, like I said, I would like for the humans to have a well-written plot. But, I mean, as long as I've been entertained by a lot of monster action on screen and beautifully CGI-rendered re-editions of classic monsters, then I'll be happy, and this movie will do its job. Not to be a downer, I've been looking at the box office tracking numbers. It's not tracking that well in the United States,
yeah,
but it's tracking really well in China, so it'll make its budget back. So it was no worries there. So, but yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait to go see it. We got our IMAX tickets for that Friday.
We're going to see it in IMAX on the 31st. So
yeah, we couldn't all get off work to go see it Thursday, but we'll go see it Friday night, and we will probably record our episode sometime that weekend. We might have to see it a second time before we record the episode. Yeah. My plan for this podcast is to have it released, and I'm not going to say that I'm going to be able to stick to this every week, especially when school starts back, but my plan is to have it released every Tuesday and have it on a scheduled release for every Tuesday. That's my plan. I mean, like I said, may not always happen that way, especially when school starts back.
That was our plan with DNA, too, but you see how that worked. It's kind of just whenever it gets out there is when it gets out
there. When it gets out there, right. But I think this is different. For one, I own all the movies we're going to watch, so we can sit down and watch them whenever we want. If we have to pre-record episodes, like a week in advance or something, which I don't want to do. I don't want to make a habit of that because I want to be able to talk about up-to-date news when we do this stuff. But we can, and so they can still come out as regularly scheduled. So, but that's my goal, and I hope you guys are interested in what we had to say about these movies. I think it'll be a really fun time. I guess we need to talk about how our listeners can contact us and reach us. We're going to be on, I'm going to put us on Facebook and on Twitter, and on Instagram. We'll be, on Facebook, we'll be just DNA Film Wars.
We're DNA Film Wars?
No, we won't. We'll be Stomp This Way, and then on Twitter and Instagram, we'll be Stomp This Way, at Stomp This Way, or whatever it is. All lowercase, one word, obviously. If you want to contact us by email, someone had already taken stompthisway@gmail.com.
Unacceptable.
I don't know who or why, because I Googled like Stomp This Way to make sure there wasn't any other podcast named that. I mean, maybe there is. I couldn't find it, though. So I'm sorry if we're infringing on your title here, but someone had already taken that. So if you want to contact us by email, send it to stompthisway1954@gmail.com. 1954 is the year that the original Godzilla movie came out.
Gosh, Aaron, if they're listening to this, they probably already know that.
I'm sure they do, which is why I picked that. So don't send it to stompthisway@gmail.com because I don't know who's getting it or what they're going to think about it. But also, thanks to Podbean, we do have a website if you want to go to it. It's stompthisway.podbean.com. Podbean is Podbean if you're unfamiliar with Podbean. You can also listen to us on their app, obviously.
And we should be submitting our RSS feed to... You know, iTunes,
Stitcher,
Spotify, all those.
What's that one that is big on Samsung? Castbox or whatever.
Castbox, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll try to submit it to as many as I can find. And if you have a pod catching service that you have but you can't find us on, you can email me and I will try to submit our RSS feed to it. So, but anyway. I think that's all I had for our intro episode.
Yep.
Again, I hope you stick around for next week when we will review it. Next week will really be our first real episode because we'll be reviewing a movie, and I think we'll all have a fun time doing it.
Which will be double posted onto DNA Film Wars, but from what I'm understanding from Aaron's ideas, this should be more in the style of this podcast than DNA. It'll just end up being double posted.
Yeah, this is the first episode of Stomp This Way, which I will post. It's kind of like a preview to our new podcast on our other podcast. If you want to take a listen over there, we do another podcast that I'm sure very few of you have. If nobody listened to this, has probably listened to it because I see the download numbers. Called DNA Film Wars. So if you like what we do here and you like our...
You want to venture out of...
You want to hear what we think of other movies that aren't giant monster movies...
Go we do. We DNA usually do a weekly new release.
A weekly new release, and we occasionally go back. Like right now, we're going back and reviewing Star Wars. I think we went back and reviewed the two Shyamalan movies leading up to Glass, and I mean we do that every once in a while, just kind of for fun. But we do a weekly new release. So
sometimes two, depending on the week.
So obviously, thank you for listening.
We're really looking forward to doing this one. I think it'll be a really fun time. Are you looking forward to doing this one, Andrew? You excited to finally be a part of the a part
instead
of the crew?
Instead of just, you know, sitting there?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to be a part of this one.
Yeah, so we're going to work on Andrew's podcasting skills. So I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Dylan.
And we will see you next week for Godzilla, King of the Monsters.